AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Gaza health officials said Wednesday Israeli strikes had killed another 29 Palestinians. Karen Shamas reports desperation there is mounting.
Experts say Gaza is at risk of famine because of Israel's blockade and nearly two-year offensive. More than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed since May while trying to get food in the Gaza Strip. Most of them were killed by Israeli forces at aid sites run by an American contractor. More than 100 human rights groups and charities signed a letter published on Wednesday demanding more aid for Gaza. A warning of grim conditions causing starvation. I'm Karen Shamas.
Meanwhile, Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem, President Trump's Mideast envoys back in the region.
Steve Witkoff has been delaying this trip as Israel and Hamas conduct negotiations in the Mideast country of Qatar. The fact that he is now coming to the region is a sign that those negotiations have made some progress.
Columbia University has agreed to pay more than $220 million to the federal government in an effort to restore federal research money canceled by the Trump administration. A federal appeals court has ruled President Trump's order seeking to end birthright citizenship unconstitutional, affirming a lower court decision that blocked enforcement nationwide. A federal judge has rejected a Trump administration request to unseal grand jury transcripts on the Jeffrey Epstein investigation in Florida. A similar request is pending in New York. And the president has unveiled an AI action plan. Hai Panjwani reports it was shaped by Silicon Valley tech leaders.
The plan focuses on boosting artificial intelligence technology exports and streamlining permits for energy-intensive data centers.
America must once again be a country where innovators are rewarded with a green light, not strangled with red tape so they can't move, so they can't breathe, and that's not going to happen. You're going to see things that you've never seen in this country before.
He also said the industry needs a name change.
You know, I don't like anything that's artificial, so could we straighten that out, please?
Hai Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. Julie Walker now with the story of a very unusual boat theft.
A naked man taken into custody in New York City following an alleged boat theft escaped from the hospital where he was in police custody. Police arrested 36-year-old Stephen Blazetti Saturday after workers at the Dyckman Marina reported they kicked him out for acting erratically. Then he allegedly stole a dinghy and boarded a catamaran, which is when police caught up with him. Images published by the New York Post show Blazetti naked, hands behind his back, being walked away from the marina. Then on Wednesday, pictures again published by the Post show him wearing a white lab or doctor's coat and green hospital pants, no shoes, only socks, leaving the hospital where he was in police custody. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news and the latest developments available at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.